ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. This continuation of our tafsir class, and we are working in Surah At-Takwir, one round, which is Surah number 81, is a Meccan Surah, and we spoke for the last three classes concerning details about this Surah. Inshallah, we're going to continue today. Hopefully that we can try to finish the Surah today. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم انكدرت وإذا الجبال سجرت وإذا العشار عطلت وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت وإذا الموءودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت وإذا الصحف نشرت وإذا السماء كشطت وإذا الجحيم سعرت وإذا الجنة أزلفت علمت نفس ما أحضرت فلا أقسم بالخنس الجوار الكنس والليل إذا عسعس والصبح إذا تنفس إنه لقول رسول كريم ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين مطاع ثم أمين وما صاحبكم بمجنون ولقد رآه بالأفق المبين وما هو على الغيب بضنين وما هو بقول شيطان رجيم فأين تذهبون إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين. The previous class we had finished up to the verse 14. In verse number 12 and 13 and 14 say, and when hellfire is set ablaze, and when paradise is brought near, then every person will know what he has brought of good and evil. We mention about the previous or the impact of the day of judgment and the change that will happen upon Allah's creation, starting with the sun, the stars, the mountains, the pregnant she camel, the wild animal, ocean and rivers, and resurrection of a human being, and the question to the infant that's been buried alive with no a guilt or a crime that's been committed, and the flying of the books of deed, and the removal of the sky, and the blazing of hellfire, and the bringing of Jannah closer to the believers in that day. After all these events will take place in that time, each person get to know what they had put for, what they had achieved, what they had did in this life, from good or bad. Now, after all these things, now the human being will be there in the court of Almighty Allah, standing there before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be questioned and to be judged by His Creator Almighty Allah. علمت نفس ما أحضرت. علمت نفس, every soul will get to know, every person, male or female, Arab or non-Arab, male or female, everybody get to know, every person get to know what they had present, what they had put forward for themselves. Now with today's class, we see that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing by Al-Khunnas, Al-Jawari Al-Khunnas, and he swearing by Al-Layl Iza As'as, and by the Subh Iza Tanaffas, to confirm ذات إنه لقول رسول كريم. Every soul got to know whatever they had achieved, you will see the result in the day of judgment. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moved from discussing the day of judgment to a different issue in this surah, the issue of the Quran. So as I said before last week, does the surah focus mainly about two main subjects. The first subject is the day of judgment. So now with this verse, verse number 14, we came to the end of the scene of the day of judgment, and now it comes a new chapter to this surah and a new subject to discuss about the Quran, the revelation, the word of Allah that been sent to mankind. And before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discuss this subject, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by the stars, by the planets, by the night, by the morning, all this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing. And when he's swearing, that there is serious matter, and if Allah is the one who's swearing, that is more serious than what we can imagine. What Allah swearing by all this for? To tell us one reality. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. Indeed, this Quran is a statement and a saying of an honorable messenger. And we come, inshallah, to details about this. But first of all, we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the right to swear. And Allah can swear by anything that he wants or he chooses. He can swear by al-fajr, he can swear by the dawn, by the night, by the sun, by the moon. He even swear by the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He can swear by whatever he wants. As for us, human beings, Muslims, we are not permitted to swear by anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You could not swear by anything that even respected among the Muslims. You could not swear by the Kaaba. Neither you can swear by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is a form of shirk. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what meaning? من حلف بغير الله فقد أشرك. من حلف بغير الله فقد أشرك. Whosoever swear by other than Allah, indeed he had commit shirk. He had associated a partner beside Allah. He sees something so great in his life, equal to Allah or more to Allah, as a result of this he's swearing by it. You could not say وشرفي وطربت أمي, by my honor with the grave of my mother. All this is haram. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, من كان حالفا فليحلف بالله أو ليصمت. Whosoever have to swear, let him swear by Allah or refrain from swearing. Alright? So this is a matter of aqidah. It's very serious issue. A person to swear by other than Allah, it is a form of shirk. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by the stars and by the night and by the morning. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by something, because such a thing is so great, and it is a sign for those who reflect. If you see and you reflect on what Allah is swearing by, you will get to see Allah's ability, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ability in his creation, how he makes the stars bright, how he makes them so far, how he makes them so big and great, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it light and after this disappear, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it go swiftly, very fast and very quick, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the night comes and cover, and how gradually, little bit by little bit, that the night starts to disappear, and now here is the morning coming in. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do all these things with no trouble, with no complication, See, so when you reflect upon Allah's creation, like example, the stars, the night, the morning, you see the ability of Allah. You see the greatness of Allah. And you get to know why Allah is Allah, and He's the only one worthy of our worship and our devotion. Because no one else can do it except Allah. No superpower, no superpower, no anything. All nations come together, they could not even remove the night and bring about a day. Subhanallah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who can make it go every day, every 12 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, whatever it is, alternation. The night will go and disappear. Where did it go? And here is the morning is there. Okay? And here is the stars disappear. Where did they go? They didn't go anything, any place. You could not see it. And how after this gets dark, and now you see the brightness of the stars. And now you see there is a level for the stars. Some of them closer to us than the others. So it looked, it seemed to you that they're standing, but they are moving. Or they seem to you that it's going forward, but it's going backwards in a different direction. Because one is lower than the other, so it seems that it's going this way, while the other one going this way. It's so, so amazing things that surrounded us, on our right, on our left, above us, beneath us, everywhere. But if the person doesn't have the heart and the mind to think and reflect and see the signs of Allah, nothing will help him. So when Allah swearing by these things, is to get our attention. Look. Look how I made the stars. Look how I made the night covered. Look how I made the night retreat and back up. And in the same time, the morning will come in and the light will come in. And now you people waking, and you can go about your own business. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ. Swear. Allah, أُقْسِمُ means I swear. And the swearing itself called Al-Qasam. Al-Qasam. So I swear. أُقْسِمُ, I swear. You, تُقْسِمُ, نُقْسِمُ. Okay, like say, نُقْسِمُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. We swear by Allah the most greatest. So Allah say, I swear. Okay? أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ. The planet. And another name, الجوار الكنس. And another planet, and another star, bigger or different size, الجوار الكنس. Another planet, different planet.
الجوار.
Yes. Because they run from Jari. Jari means run. So some of them running. So Allah calls them as Jawar. Those who run, they go in a certain what you call yes. Al-Kunnas, that the ones they disappear or they don't see the lights anymore. So both this verse, Al-Khunnas and Al-Jawari Al-Kunnas, is a description for the stars, their movements, their functions, their size, different stars. One Allah call it Al-Khunnas, and one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call it Al-Khunnas. Khunnas because min al-khans, to disappear. Okay? Because during the day you don't see the stars. Okay? You could not see them. With the light of the day you don't see the stars. So the khunnas, they disappear. the brightening of the light of the sun make you could not see the stars. You can call it planets, you call it a star. What is the difference between planets and stars? I'm not specialized. Somebody can teach me the difference. Okay? Okay, so I'm asking what's the difference between the stars and planets.
The difference is that stars radiate light. They're usually much larger than planets.
ما هو الفرق بين النجم والكوكب؟ نعم. يعني فيها ضوء من ذاتها، والأخرى تستقبل أو أنها تعمل reflection يعني. Okay, it's acceptable that the stars they brighten by itself. Okay, and the planets that like reflection of the light, okay, of others, like he says the sun and the moon as example, all right. But in the basic say, let's say the planets. So every planet, stars, okay. So one is the stars, al-khunnas, and one is the planets. Satisfactory now? Part of Allah's creation that all the way up. Okay. الجواري الكنس والليل إذا عسعس and by the night. الليل is the night. إذا عسعس departs. عسعس والصبح the morning. إذا when تنفس. تنفس is to take نفس, to breathe. Okay, inhale, exhale. Okay, this you call breathing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the morning will breathe. Okay, some say that means appear, but also it can be that in actuality this Allah's creation and it has its own way of breathing. Okay, وَالصُبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسَ. Basically Allah saying, look, I swear by the day, I swear by the night, look how one comes and one depart, one show, one disappear. Let this to be amazing, the amazing things be a sign for you and to know how great is this. Okay? وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسَ وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسَ. When is the layl will start to leave and the same time what? The morning will come in. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسَ. What is the issue that Allah swearing about? إنه لقول رسول كريم. إنه إن verily and the ha is a pronoun referring to the Quran. Okay, إنه لقول. قول is saying or a statement or uttering. قول is the verb say. قول is the saying itself. All of them comes from the same root. قال يقول قولا. قول لقول. قول is a saying. Rasul, am I going too fast? Say yes, sometimes. Say some, yes, sometimes. Rasul, what is the Arif today? Kadir? Okay. No, because nobody asked me a question today. Rasul, I love this question. Messenger. Rasul, messenger. Kareem. Is part of your name Kareem? Kareem, honorable, from karam and generosity, well respected. لقول رسول كريم. What else as description of this messenger? ذو قوة عند ذي العرش مكين. ذو, that means he possess. You say ذو مال, a person who has money or possess. So the article ذو welcome back. What you say?
Where are we?
Where we are in verse number 20.
Okay.
Thank you for asking. Yes, ma'am. Number 19. Innahu. Innahu is a two article together. One article which is verily, and the which is the pronoun. Verily it is. Verily it. It referring to the Quran. Pronoun referring to the Quran. In is the article means surely. La qawl, qawl means a saying or a statement or saying. Rasul means a messenger. Rasul and Rasulun and Rasulun or Rasulun, all of them is the same. The only thing, where is the position in the sentence? So we're stopping the sentence or the article proceed, it will make a change grammatically in it, make the vowel different. Like you say kitab and kitabun, it's still the same, no different. La qawlu Rasul or Rasul. Rasul means what? A messenger. Now the quality of the messenger, that what? Honorable. Okay? Honorable. Number 20. Zi quwatin, i.e. he possesses strength. Qawwa. Qawwa means strength, mighty, power. Inda, before or with. Zi, zil arshi. The one who possesses the throne. Who possesses the throne?
Subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Zi, like zi quwa, zil arshi, okay? The one who possesses. So when you say zi or zu, you say zu malin, zu awlad, that means a person who possesses or who has. Okay? So zi quwa, the one who possesses strength and mighty. And you say zil arshi, the one who possesses the throne, the owner of the throne, let's put it like this, okay? Zil arshi. Makin, well established, well maintained. Muta, am I going too fast? I thought you have things in, written in the book there, English and Arabic. The only thing I'm mentioning.
Yeah, I'm trying to see which word relates to.
Okay. There's a way, a quick way that you give them number. So you put one, and you go to the English and give one, two, two, three, three. But when you go home, you see, some people, they try to write everything here, so when they go home, they don't have to go back to the work. But if you do this, so now when you go home, you know that you need, still need to get in touch back again with the class. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I wish I can go back again young so I can think to stay in my mind.
I find that it's useful to write.
Okay. Let me slow down. So it seems that we're not going to finish the class today, the surah today, so this no problem. We don't have to finish, but it's better to understand.
So what is Makkum?
Well established. I'm going to stop here after one verse and start to go now in details now. I'm only giving you word by word. Muta'in. Muta'a. Ta'a. Yuti'u. To be obeyed. To obey. And ta'a means obedience. Like the good sisters, they are obedient to their husbands. Is it right? Well, nobody will, like everybody, not paying attention.
No, you're so right that we don't have to pay attention.
Alhamdulillah, yeah, you better not. Or no dinner, no suhoor. Muta'in, sam, zin. Amin, trustworthy, honest. I'm sure you know all this stuff, Amina, is it? You mean, excuse me? I'm sure you know all this stuff, is it? Most of it. So what is Amin? Oh, because your name is Amina, you know the word, but if I give you another word? Okay, I will ask you one word. Sahibukum. Think about it. Alright, we're going to stop here. Muta'in Thamma Amin. Thamma Zin. You say, I ate. Okay, good. Your companion, or your friend, or your. Okay. Zin. Huh? Yeah. Abasa. Oh, mashallah. See? It's good on stick and side. It's good to be young sometimes. But alhamdulillah, I could not take my share and somebody else's share. I used to be young also. But alhamdulillah. So what we're saying now here, what I was saying, yeah, about Samma. You say, I ate apples. Then banana. Okay, so you say akaltu tufah summa al-maut. Okay, or sam or zin. Okay, so like it shows you some kind of order.
Okay.
All right, in addition to this, but it came in a certain order. Okay.
Sama and summa are the same.
No. Excuse me. Let's ask Muhammad. Okay. What was the difference between summa and samma?
Summa.
Nafsa? Okay, we're going to have to research this Brother Faisal, inshallah. Okay. what we are. All right, let's stop here. Okay, well, number 15. Verily, I swear by the planet that recede, and by the planets that move swiftly and hide themselves, and by the night as it departs, and by the dawn as its brightness. Verily, this is the word of the most honorable messenger, i.e. the angel Gabriel alayhi salam, from Allah to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now let's stop here for a second and go to see what Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi in his tafsir, and maybe this will be our class for today. The statement of Allah, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ, i.e. I swear. الخُنَّس is a plural for khanisa, and this is the stars which takhnas, i.e. return. When you see it in the horizon, as if they are going back, or in reality it is going back to the end of the horizon. That's because its highness is so high. So whatever lowest than it from the stars, it seems to be faster. That means, say, with two levels or two heights of the stars. So, because some of them faster than the other, it seems that the other going backwards, okay, or going to return. Al-Jawari or Al-Jawar, the root of it is Al-Jawari. Al-Kunnas, which disappear, goes and hide. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing with these stars, and after this he swear by the night and the day. He said, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسَ وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسَ. So when he say عَسْعَسَ means to come, and also means to depart. That because the word as'asa in the Arabic language, it can fit both meaning, means to come or to depart. Alright? The statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, he say, because the term as'asa, it can mean to come or to depart according to the Arabic language. But it seems that comes will be more because the following verse that Allah said, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسَ. So Allah swearing by the coming of the night and also the coming of the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by this creation, that this part of his great science, whoso that's capable to bring the day if there is night, who is other than Allah that brings a night if there is a day. Allah the Almighty said in the Quran, say, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضُيَاءٍ أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. This is Surah Al-Qasas, Stories, verse 71 and 72. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, reflect and think, tell me, if Allah made the night forever night until the day of the judgment, who other God beside Allah that's capable to bring about brightness and light? Why you don't hear? Say to them, O Muhammad, if Allah made the day forever, lasting forever until the day of judgment, who other than Allah that's capable to bring about a night which you can dwell and rest in it? Why you don't look and see and examine? Also Allah is saying, وَمِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ جَعْلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِي وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So out of Allah's mercy that He made for you the night and the day, so you can dwell, rest in it, and you can carry your activity, and you can seek from His bounty. Why you are not grateful? So this great creation of Allah, Allah is swearing by them. He's swearing to tell us, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. إِنَّهُ, i.e. the Quran, لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ is a statement and a saying of the honorable messenger, which is Jibreel alayhi salam, the angel Gabriel. That's because he is a messenger, the messenger of Allah, to the messengers among the human beings. Angel Gabriel is the messenger of Allah among the angels to the messengers among the human beings, okay, to carry the revelation of Allah. Allah described him with honor because he's so beautiful, he's very handsome, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Najm, Zumiratin Fastawa. The scholar says mirror means good character, good figure, good shape, beautiful, handsome. So Jibreel alayhi salam been described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this description that is Kareem. And also Allah described him to be what? ذو قوة عند ذي العرش مكين. ذي قوة. So Allah described him to have power and mighty. Okay? Great power. The messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had saw Jibreel upon the creation, or according the figure that Allah had created him, with 600 wings which had blocked the horizon, because how great he is. Allah says, ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين, i.e. the owner of the throne, which is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the throne of Almighty Allah is above everything of Allah's creation, above the land, above the air, above the skies, above the human being, above the angels, in the highest of all places. So the throne is above everything, and above the throne is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying Rafi'u darajat Zul Arsh يُلْقِ الرُّوحَ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ سورة غافر. The one in the highest rank, the owner of the throne, he gave the revelation to whom he pleases among his creation. So the one who possesses the throne is Allah. And when you say makin, i.e. the makana, position, well established, well maintained, i.e. that Jibreel alayhi salam has a great honor and a great position with Allah. As a result of this, Allah specialized Jibreel with the great ni'mah which Allah has favored his slaves with it, and this is the wahi. Because the wahi and the revelation is the greatest of all favors and all blessings. If we examine Allah's blessings, we found them has two categories. One, which a human being, animals, share it together. This is the ni'mah or the blessing of the body, the eating, the drinking, having sex, living in houses. This men and animals, they share it. We eat, the horse eat, okay? Who drink the camel drink. So this part of Allah's favor. But he made it general for his creation, even the ants. So if you eat and the ant eat, if you drink and the horse drink, if you have sex and the cow have sex, okay, so we are the same. But it has to be another favor, especially for human beings, to honor him and to make him better than all Allah's creation. And this is the ni'mah of wahi, the ni'mah of giving you the direction to get to know about Allah and to know the way to Allah. So the Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi said Allah specialized Jibreel with the best of all blessings, which is the blessing of what? The wahi, for him to carry the revelation. Because he said, because the favor of Allah is two categories. One category which animals and the human being share it. They are equal in it. And there is one category which only for the human being, and this to know about Allah, to receive the knowledge of Islam. So the human being enjoy eating, drinking, having sex, living in houses, same thing the animals. But there is one ni'mah, one blessing which is only specialized for the human being, and this is the sharia, the law of Allah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send it upon the messengers so life can be straight, okay, so life can have a meaning. Because life could not be upright and in a straight line, and no happiness can be without the sharia, without the deen, without the revelation. As a result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن الذي بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. Whosoever do righteous deed, male or female, while he is a believer. You see, so the condition is faith. You have to do righteous deeds, but you have to be a believer also. So some people say, oh, these people, they open a big house for the orphan. It's a good deed, but you are not a believer, so it's not going to help you too much. They get return in this life, health, money, but in the hereafter, nothing but hellfire. Sad. So with two conditions, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن. Doing a good deed, doesn't matter if you are a male or female, but if you are a believer. What Allah said, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. We give him a goodly life, and we give them the best reward as a result later on in the hereafter, as a result of what they used to do. This Surah An-Nahl, the B, verse number 97. So the believer who do a righteous deed is the only one who gets a goodly life in this life and get the reward in the hereafter. By Allah, if you examine the kings and their children and their families, or the princes and their families, or the millionaires, the rich people and their families, who are not on faith, you could not find anybody worse than them. So it's not money, is not a position, is not a status, is the iman before anything of this material thing. You will find the person who is a believer and doing a righteous deed, comfortable, he's relaxing in his mind, no worry, you see. Although he did not have the money and the wealth of those people, okay? That his heart comfortable, okay, have to ma'nina, have security in his heart, okay, that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one, is the dominion in his hand, the heaven and the earth, and he is the one guarantee, okay, he is the one guarantee the happiness and the reward, okay. Say, man amila salihan min zakarin aw unsa wa huwa mu'min, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. You will see the believer who's doing the righteous deed happy, content, his heart in ease, security, he's happy and pleased with the qada and the qadr of Allah, with the faith, with the predestination. If good come to him, he'd be grateful to Allah. And if his calamity fall in him, you feel upon him patient, okay? And he will seek Allah's forgiveness, because he knows this calamity didn't fall out of nothing. It's because his shortcoming and his sin. So, as a result of this, he will come back to Allah and will repent. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, عَجَبًا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ وليس ذلك لأحد إلا للمؤمن إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له. Which is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying, what the meaning is, amazing is the affair of the believers, all his affairs is good for him, and this for not anybody except the believer. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him something good, he will be grateful. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put calamity on him, he will be patient, so will be good also for him, because he gets the reward. You see? So the believer, only the person you found him secure, content, doesn't matter he's healthy or he's sick, because he say alhamdulillah for everything, and he knows that everything is in the hand of Allah by the qadr of Allah. So it doesn't get mad or crazy, alright? But money could not give you this satisfaction in your heart. You can have millions of dollars, and as soon you lose one bargain, you find yourself as if you lost all your money, because you are not happy,
although you have a lot. And this person have little, you see, and the next day maybe does not find job. He's still really content. And the Prophet said, he said, amazing the affair of the believer, and this could not be, this feeling comfortable and secure could not be for anybody except for the believer. So you have to understand that the Sharia, the Islam, the deen, when it comes to your life, this is the greatest blessing that ever can happen to you. And since the Sharia and the Wahi is the greatest blessing, Allah made Jibreel alayhi salam a specialty to carry this ni'mah from Allah to the messenger among the human being. And inshallah we're going to have to stop here. It seems we're going to have one class more with this surah inshallah. Sorry, we are not going to entertain any questions because the time for adhan already in. By the way, we are not going to have any question because Arif is not here. Alright? So, thank you for coming. Jazakumullah khairan. And inshallah, we will try to finish the surah. And this will give you a chance that you, inshallah, study these few verses. Repeat it again. فلا أقسم بالخنس فلا أقسم بالخنس فلا أقسم بالخنس الجوار الكنس الجوار الكنس الجوار الكنس والليل إذا عسعس والليل إذا عسعس والليل إذا عسعس والصبح إذا تنفس والصبح إذا تنفس والصبح إذا تنفس إنه لقول رسول كريم إنه لقول رسول كريم إنه لقول رسول كريم ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين مطاع ثم أمين مطاع ثم أمين مطاع ثم أمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. إن الله نصر.